Hello. If this is your first time listening to a TanCast podcast, may I suggest you try a different episode first. Not because this episode is vulgar, offensive, and inappropriate, but it is. But more because this isn't like a real episode. This is just us drunk on New Year's Eve playing a game. We thought it'd be funny. As you'll see, it's not really. So I would hate for you to get the wrong impression of this show and think that it sucks by listening to this episode. I'd rather you get the right impression of the show and see that it sucks by listening to an actual episode. May I recommend episode 28, episode 7, or episode 9. All excellent examples of how we suck when we're doing it right. All right, now you ready to hear us do it wrong? Let's do it. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
I'm almost done with these motherfuckers, motherfucker.
Tim's a little drunk.
All right, should we start before we waste all this drunken gold?
Drunken gold.
All right, I'm recording.
All right. Welcome to our first ever drunken game night edition of TanCast.
Cheers, motherfuckers!
Well, we're gonna kick off game night right here with a game of What Were You Thinking? I'm Tim. I'm the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy. Oh, there was too much rum in that rum and coke.
You should dip your balls in it.
I should. Hang on.
I'm the Nancy Drew in TanCast. Or TanCast.
Oh,
that's right.
Good
Jeff.
Catch.
You may remember me from such previous podcasts as TanCast and NADcast and yeah. There you go.
He's the gay in TanCast.
Aww. Let's be fair. We're all the gays in TanCast.
Especially with how much we've all been drinking.
Well, Jeff is not drunk, is that true?
He's buzzed.
I'm buzzed.
Yeah, excellent. All right. So I don't drink very often, but I've had 3.3 Smirnoff Ice Green Apple Bites and a shot of something that tasted like licorice and hairspray.
That would be Fernet.
Fernet?
In other words, the greatest liquor ever.
should be called for shit.
Dude, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
And it's heading towards midnight over where Andy is. Is that right, Andy?
Yep, I will soon be able to tell you what to expect in the future.
Oh. We're all excited.
Yeah, I know.
So this one is a special episode in that we're going to play the game What Were You Thinking?
One round.
Because after one round, you'll want to turn us off, and so you'll be glad we're turning ourselves off.
Yes, but for one round, we're going to turn you on.
Tim, you want to explain how the game works?
All right, so you spin a little thing, like a little spinner. Yeah, you spin a spinner. Ooh. That's right. I've had some Smirnoff Ice. And it tells you a category, and then you pick a card, and it will say everybody has to list five planets, let's say. And then everybody writes down five planets, and you get more points for having the same planets as other people have. So if you have the same answers as other people, you get points for that.
Wait, Tim, can I interrupt you for a second?
If you feel the need.
I'm wearing a pretty hat.
I'm so glad Noah interrupted for that.
It's true, though. He is wearing a pretty hat.
And Jeff looks like Abe Lincoln.
Ooh, can I interrupt you guys for a second?
Minus the beard.
Oh, no. Whoa, whoa. The guy at Fred Rucker looked like Adolf.
A fat Adolf Hitler.
With a little mustache.
Anyway, what were you going to interrupt for, Andy?
Scrubs is coming back, and it's coming to ABC. And they're
I saw the billboards for that on Hollywood Boulevard.
What? And they're showing a preview for it, and it's on mute in my bedroom right now, which is where I'm recording from.
For what?
And in the preview of Scrubs, there's a girl with her shirt unbuttoned pushing her boobs together. And I like that.
You would. You're straight.
I know. I am such a breeder.
Yeah. You straight bitch.
I know. Fucking breeders.
So, can someone, do we want to just do this in order?
Well, yeah, we'll spin it and then we'll write our answers down. So, why don't you go Give a little spin-a-roo, Jeff. You all spin right. It. That's it, spinning.
I landed on green.
Green, which, baby, green for leprechauns.
Which is
for Christmas, a douchebag.
Leprechauns.
Douchebag.
Also for... Okay. Yeah, it's kind of...
For U.S. money?
Do you want to do this?
Oh, pick another one. Right. That one was sucky. We don't want to do that one.
We don't want suckiness on Tancast. By the way, no offense intended
again,
to the makers of What Were You
I think
Thinking?
All the green ones are just like, pick this.
Yeah, they're not good. Come on, purple.
We're spinning again.
I got green again.
We got green again. Fuck green. We're not doing green.
Okay, Dick Clark is on over here, on mute.
Uh-huh.
He looks like a stroke victim. Like, just watching his face move.
Oh, wait, there was a...
He is a stroke victim.
Yeah.
That's why he's counting down to the stroke of midnight.
Excellent. All right.
Good
nice.
Pun. Now, you know how the puppets on that LazyTown video, the Little John one that we linked to, look? He looks like them. Yes. He looks like the puppets on that show.
We got a question, by the way.
What?
Let's do it.
Let's do that up.
All right. Here is the question. Mm-hmm. Name five things that come to mind when you think of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Play along at home, everybody.
It's not actually a question.
Yes. You guys are supposed to play along at home. And if you have the least amount of points, you suck.
And you're not Tancast number one fan.
I haven't seen this movie in many, many years, so not a lot of things are going to come to mind for me.
Well, there's one you can think of right off the bat. Which makes me
confused. Five things?
What?
Is it five? Oh, my pen is dying. My pen. I need a pen.
Five things you think of when you...
I am more futuristic than you.
Name five things that come to mind when you think of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
There you go.
I used Windows Notepad and a keyboard. Wow, and that is one ugly bitch wearing 2009 glasses on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yes.
Give me a second, I'm going to drink till she's hot.
Whatever you want.
Really?
Wow, I can't spell when I'm drunk.
It's okay.
Tim, you can't spell. Yeah, go watch a moy.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Suck on both my nuts.
Both your nuts?
How many T's
and nuts?
Don't leave the left one out just because you are right prejudiced. I'm done. I got my five.
Hey, man, right makes white. No, wait. White makes right.
You shut your face. Are you guys done?
Good.
No.
I'm
well,
done.
Get to it, man. There's people wasting valuable podcasting time.
They are slow motherfuckers.
You know what? They can deal with it.
got it.
Hey, Bill Clinton's got his hand on some balls. Wait, no. I'm sorry.
Why?
A ball.
Some sweaty balls?
Yes, Hillary
some
Clinton
of Alec
and
Baldwin
Bill Clinton
sweaty
have their
balls?
Hands
yeah,
on balls.
They taste delicious.
Oh, here comes the countdown.
Joe, it's time?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, this is a countdown for me thinking of
Andrews. No, East Coast countdown.
No, I know. It can coincide, though.
Yeah, the giant peach ball is dropping in Atlanta right now.
I got a giant peach ball for you. It's fuzzy and delicious.
We got our own thing in underground Atlanta. It's a giant peach. It falls.
tell us when it gets one ball, Andy.
Wow. Dick Clark is just
we
sad.
We could just put it on.
You got East Coast feed?
No, but they always show
it.
Yeah,
they show it.
Yeah.
16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11.
That's Stephanie.
10,
oh, 11, 10,
9,
8, 8,
7,
7,
6,
6,
5,
5,
4,
4,
3,
3,
2,
2,
1,
1.
I have a future!
We will pause while you kiss your wife.
Can I kiss Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead and kiss Jeff. Who's got the camera?
Aww.
No tongue, not worth it. My wife says not worth it. No tongue.
I have some spittle on my teeth now. That was the
you know
second
I am.
Best kisser.
Well,
I've
Dick
ever
Clark
been
would make out with his wife if he could move his tongue.
No, oh, yeah, you probably like
Aww.
That.
Aww.
Wait, what?
You missed an opportunity.
I know. So we got our answers right. Everyone's wait.
No.
Oh, Jeff's still working.
Jesus Christ, Jeff.
I stopped thinking about it. I'm sorry.
Jeff, that took you a whole year.
I'm drunk and unaccustomed to it, and I've already written
we
down.
We started
hey,
one
here
year,
my
and
wife.
Just finished in the next year.
Right, I know.
I just made up some shit, so let's go.
I don't know if my mic picked up that burp, but that was my wife, not me.
Nice.
I know, I married a winner.
So we do it around robin, or just list everything at once?
Is that how she celebrates the New Year?
We do around robin.
Because normally we just list everything at once.
I totally agree.
No, we normally whoever read the question goes, then the next person to their right goes.
So we're not reading one answer and then going. We're just playing like we normally play. Right?
Yeah, we're playing okay. Like we play.
So who's going first?
So, well, that would be me.
I'm assuming Jeff because he read the question. Wait. Can you hear wives in the kitchen doing things?
Stephanie, do you want to say hello? Stephanie's disinterested in you all.
Spoken like a true wife of Noah.
I'm sure you all heard my ice just now.
Stephanie,
I have three-fourths of the Tangcast wives in the kitchen.
Stephanie joined an online user group. She's trying to be social, make some new friends. We're going to build bento boxes
together.
Why
would you want to do that when you got Noah?
No, it's hugely interesting.
Playing video games, this tongue stuck out.
Like Michael Jordan.
Hey, you gotta stick your tongue out. It
Are
helps you
like
concentrate.
Michael Jordan, a video
That's
game?
Right. I'm like, oh.
Except no one's gonna make a sneaker out of Noah and playing video games.
Fuck yeah, they are, dude. It's gonna be called the retard.
No. Instead of Nike Air, it's Nike Fast.
It's gonna be called Nike Nowhere. Because I ain't moving my fat ass.
No, it's gonna be called All Nike. Right. Dude, pull your pants up. I can see your ass crack. Because when you play video games, apparently you need half an ass out.
It's going to be called Teabag, because that's all you ever get when you play online.
It's got called Just Don't.
All right, Jeff, did you think of five things yet?
Oh, that was sweet. Dick Clark just wished everyone a happy New Year. In about 3 hours, you guys will get to see that, too.
By the way, he's horribly inappropriate.
Jeff is covering his mouth when he laughs. That means he thinks he's what you're laughing at. It was laughing as inappropriate.
No, I had food in my mouth. Shut up.
All right, Jeff, are you done?
Okay. So the first thing I thought of when I hear Raiders of the Lost Ark is Tim.
Oh, I didn't write Tim.
No, I didn't write Tim either. You get 1 point.
Nor did I.
I didn't want it all.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Okay, well, so my wife is knows me.
Oh my god, you didn't write the obvious answer!
What's the obvious answer?
No matter how well she knows you.
But that's it, you can't listen.
Hey, keep it moving along, keep it moving along. We got three more rounds of this.
Sure,
makes sense. What do you think of when you hear the word baseball? Baseball. You can't answer that.
Sure you can!
That's stupid.
No. You'll see.
Anyway, alright, here's my second answer. It's Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I got that!
I didn't write that.
Of course he did.
What's that, Nandy?
Tim is the man that used to love to go to bed at night and look up at his ceiling and see Harrison Ford running at
Andy,
him.
Andy, focus. Did you write Harrison Ford or not?
I did not write Harrison Ford, you faggot.
Well, then shut your face.
You're gay for Harrison
so
Ford.
So that's two points for Harrison Ford.
Yes. And then I wrote Indiana Jones.
Yes!
Yes, that's the... Oh, shit. Never mind, I didn't write it.
Tim's an idiot. Andy?
I did not write it.
Andy's an idiot too.
Wait, I thought we were supposed to be unique with this.
No, let him get the other answers that people got.
Well, fuck me.
Has he never played? What were you?
What was I thinking?
Andy?
I should check.
I know you played it because we played it back when we had the apartment that you flooded.
Yep.
Did we?
Yep.
Stephanie agrees. Yep. Three times in a row. Four. Yep. Five.
I want a brownie.
You want to make a six?
I thought we played the game where we tried to figure out who everybody was, and Noah's most athletic.
Sweet.
Literally. Tim, is the vein in your temple pulsing? Noah's most athletic.
No. Okay, it's number four, actually.
Number four, ready? Tim, Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones. Oh, yeah.
What's the next one?
Noah just learned how to count.
Yeah, I did.
The next one is Covenant. Anyone?
No.
Anyone?
Andy?
Nope.
Danelle's judging my answers.
Well,
I'm gonna get
0 points. Fuck you guys, because that's my last answer.
All right.
All right.
You didn't get fifth
I did write down fuck you guys.
I wrote fuck you.
I didn't get that one. Oh, thank you.
Wait, Andy, did you really write fuck you?
No.
Oh.
All right, Noah.
Art.
Whoa.
Nope.
Oh shit! No, I didn't write down the arc.
So Jeff says I shouldn't do arc because it's in the title.
Well, fuck Jeff. Miranda, get on that.
Well, apparently it didn't pan out for you, so there you go.
Jeff, get your mobile suit Gundam.
Snakes!
Yes, I wrote snakes.
I wrote snakes too.
No,
holy
did.
Shit.
No, you didn't wrote snakes.
That's three for snakes.
Yay, snakes.
Yay, three.
Oh, yeah.
On a plane, in fact.
No plane.
Wait, there were. There were snakes on a plane in the very beginning of the movie.
Tim, shut it.
Holy shit. It was. No, it was snake on a plane. It was snakes
in
a plane.
Tim showing me his hairy nipples. Tim has very hairy nipples. I don't know why. He's not hairy anywhere else.
He's not talking about the drink either. He actually has very hairy nipples.
I know,
you can braid that shit.
He's got nipple hair and ass hair, and that, like, crack hair. That's it.
Nipple hair.
Dude can't even grow a convincing goatee.
His wife likes his butt hair for some reason.
No, she doesn't.
She likes to twirl it in her fingers.
Nipple tufts. I thought you liked his butt hair for some reason.
Who would like butt hair?
I can't think of anyone.
Sure.
Hey, Noah, why don't you read the rest of your answers, you bag of douche?
Whip.
Whip? Oh, no, no whip.
Nope, no whip.
Okay. Nazis.
No Nazis.
Aw, duh.
All right. Did you get any answers that we didn't mention, Andy? I'm sure you did, because you were playing the game wrong.
Hey,
sorry.
Oh, yeah. Go fucking Tim.
Well, I was going to let Andy go first, and then let it go back around to me.
All right, I'll go first.
Me?
Oh, because now we're going in Nat order.
Right.
Okay, so I had Golden Idol.
Oh, I had Idol. Does that count?
I would count it.
Yeah. Yes, that's
that
two for Idol.
Awesome. I had Rolling Stone.
Oh, I had Boulder.
Oh.
Judges?
Different things.
Well, it's the same thing.
You're talking about a city in Colorado. He's talking about...
I'm not talking about a city in Colorado. I'm talking about the huge Rolling Boulder.
I'm talking about a band.
All right, so we both get the Boulder?
Yes, we get Boulder. Fuck them.
All right, that's two for Boulder.
I had Poison Darts.
I don't remember anything that was in that.
No Poison Darts.
Oh.
Do you have Alfred Molina?
And I had Burned Hand.
No Burned Hand. What did you say, Noah?
Alfred Molina?
Oh, yes, nope. I also had Andy Likes to Suck Noah's Cock. My wife is reading this off for me.
Alfred Molina is the guy that dies in the beginning.
Yep,
yes.
Dies right in the beginning.
I had Flying Wing.
Why did you have to go and spoil that for me?
Flying Wing? There was a Flying Wing in that movie?
Yeah, it's what killed the bald guy and ran over Harrison Ford's knee, and thus he has no cartilage in his knee, and that's why he limps whenever he runs in The Fugitive.
You are right.
Ow, that's not hurt.
Yeah.
No.
So I got 10 points on that round. What'd you guys get?
8.
I got 7. 2 for Idol, 2 for Stone, 3 for Snakes.
I also got 7. So.
You really got 7?
10 for fucking Noah in the ass. Man, you'd think my wife was the one that was drinking, but no, it's me.
So, Andy, we're going to mail you a card.
All right, so Noah next?
What? More rum and coke.
You should spin the thing next, since you're next to Jeff.
Are we
yes.
doing it more? I thought that was it.
I said we would each do a round of...
How's Andy going to do a round?
Andy's
we're going to spin it, someone's going to grab a card, and
I'm
then
done.
You're done? Really?
No, it was a faggot.
I thought we just got to do one game.
Well, okay, everybody's got...
So that's it? Me and Andy are the losers, and good night, folks?
Yeah, you guys suck. We should play games with the people we're with.
Well, that's why we need to get through this and stop blathering.
We blather anyways.
You know what? I'm with Noah. I'm done.
Tank Ash Middletown.
All right, well, there was our first and unsuccessful Tank Ash game night. Because Noah is a bitch, and Jeff is a bitch follower.
The people who hang out in real life are looking at us like, when are we going to play the fucking game? Look at them.
These aren't the people I hang out with in real life. I'm
They're
sad.
Watching Shrek. They're completely uninterested in us. Stephanie's giving me a dirty look. Is that the look like we want you to stop or not stop? I think I slurred a little bit there. We'll have to play it back on the replay. All right. Well, fuck you.
Just the way this is going... I think if we all went, it's going to take a fucking long time.
Well, that's why we need to stop fucking jibber-jabber and just do it.
We jibber-jabber. That's all we do. That's Tancast.
If we didn't jibber-jabber, we could fucking get it done.
It's jibber-jabber-cast.
Wait, but why is
hey, have you guys read the comments
because
on
Because you got to get
31?
It done.
Because he's fucking drunk.
You're fucking drunk.
That means he's drunk.
Tim is surly.
He is surly when he's drunk.
Noah's drunk on my cock nuts.
My wife doesn't like when I call her surly, by the way.
Really?
You call her surly?
Sometimes.
Oh, now Ryan Seacrest is getting a
yeah,
hug.
I'm serious. Don't call me surly.
Who's he getting a hug from?
Dick Clark.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, it looks like when one of those kids goes to the home for, you know, special people. and the special person gives the little kid a hug, and the little kid smiles, but it's not, you don't see the smile in the eyes.
What about the unborn child?
She's probably very confused by this whole thing.
She's probably very confused by life, because as of yet, she hasn't experienced it.
Dude, I've got a born child. Let me tell you, cognitive function at this level is just starting to pick up. Yours, you've basically got a fish swimming around in there.
No.
A fish with a mech suit.
Dude.
I didn't spray you with the water, Stephanie. Don't give me the
like
look.
A million times smarter than yours was.
Oh! Please don't say that, Andy.
All right, I guess we should probably wrap this up since Noah's a party pooper.
Jeff agreed.
No,
yeah, but you're the party pooper.
You pooped on the party. Jeff just peed on the ashes.
And let's be fair, I have to pee. So all that equals, I'm Tim, and go fuck yourself. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, mofo.
All this equals.
I don't feel like I explored my drunkenness enough on this show.
I don't think so either.
Keep recording then, faggot.
Dude, wait, okay, you remember that? What's the difference between a straight guy and a gay guy? Six beers? Well,
yes?
How gay are you?
I'm only four Smirnoff Ices in, and...
He's only 2 inches gay.
I'm not particularly gay.
Oh. I can feel my anus dilating as we speak.
That's not right.
His anus dilates a lot, though, to be fair.
With $2 bill and a Yoo-Hoo, as I recall.
All right, Tim's down in it. I'm signing off. I want to say bye, faggot.
You can't be talking to me.
Oh, what the fuck are you?
Yes.
Goodbye from the future. Goodbye from 2009.
Whoa.
Hey, wait. Are those apes in tanks?
Is your resolution age not suck so much cock?
Dude, he's actually looking out the window.
I did that for my wife to see if I could get her to look over my shoulder.
All right.
And that's done.
And suck it.
Cut.
Okay, so we were a little drunk there, so we didn't actually read the points out accurately. So we're going to correct that now here in the post-show. You give yourself 1 point for every answer you thought of, just off the bat. And then, every person who thought of that answer, you get another point for. So if you wrote down Batman, and as you heard in the episode, no one else wrote down Batman, and I don't know why Raiders of the Lost Ark makes you think of Batman, you should check yourself. But you still get a point for that. So, the final score was... Tim, that's me, got 11, Andy got 9, Noah got 8, and Jeff got 7, thus making Jeff the loser. Because in this game, you only pick a loser. Isn't that fantastic? So, let us know what your score is. Let us know at tancast.com, and leave us a little comment on our special episode, or you could always write us a review on iTunes. I don't think you should necessarily post your game score there, though. I don't think other... people are going to get it, and the iTunes people might get persnickety. But yeah, feel free to subscribe on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace. Write us a review. Don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley. It's a new month now, so we can possibly go straight to the top, or more than likely simmer around the middle, because that's where we like it, right in the middle, where it's cozy. Keep the expectations low. Thanks for listening. We got a new episode coming hopefully soon, and that's all I got for you. Peace out! Happy 2009.